Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the show. I'm your host, James Emerson. And boy, was I thrown for a loop ever since this past weekend and all this week. You know, I thought all the big news was about Trump and everything, and well, here we go, we got something bigger going on. Now, let me just say, I am a big wrestling fan, and, you know, I grew up in the 80s and the 90s, you know, I grew up with, you know, the Von Erichs, I grew up with the Fabulous Freebirds, I grew up with, you know, Legion of Doom, the Bushwhackers, Harley Race, you know, all of them, old-timers. You know, I'm still a wrestling fan. You know, I grew up watching it. Man, but here, over the last, last 10 years or so, I haven't watched as much because, to me, it seemed like it's become nothing more but a soap opera. Hate to say that, but, you know, I miss, you know, the old 90s and 80s era style wrestling. But, you know, it is what it is. And I get there are certain reasons why, you know, wrestling has changed over the decades. But, you know, I'll get to one of those reasons on a future episode. But, as I'm sure all of you have heard over the last few days about the whole incident with Vince McMahon. Yeah, I guess I'm going to go out of my element a little bit. Normally, I just want to talk about paranormal stuff and this, that, and the other. But, you know, with everyone else talking about this, how can you not talk about it? And this is the guy that took a company that was once known as World Wrestling Federation, and we know why the name has changed, but he took it, you know, even after the name changed to World Wrestling Entertainment, he took it and made it into the mega company it is today. Now, even growing up, watching it all and everything, you know, my grandfather, he knew what was going on with it. He explained to me early on how wrestling worked and all that. So I knew what was going on behind the scenes. But, you know, it doesn't mean that I still wasn't watching it. You know, I still liked it. But now, to hear that there's things going on behind the scenes, it really shouldn't have went behind the scenes. Especially here in the last, five, 6 years? New allegations brought up against Vince McMahon. Oh boy. You know, I get it. The guy's a genius. He made the WWE what it is today. You know, all kudos out to the guy for doing that. But, wow. You know, what's come out here lately. You know, I've got, you know, some things to go over in this episode and some questions to ask and of my own. You know, I got a few pages of things. You know, I'm going to try to make it quick. You know, so a woman came out here recently, last week or so. Actually, the story broke actually before the Royal Rumble. Like, what, a day before? Good Lord. Excuse me. and I should have wrote her first name down, but woman by the last name of Grant came out, made a bunch of allegations of sexual misconduct against Vince McMahon and also John Laurinaitis and another WWE superstar, which I'm going to take the route of a lot of other podcasters. You know, I'm just going to leave the name out of it. Until something is 100% confirmed, I'm not going to mention anybody's name that doesn't need to be mentioned. You can all draw your own conclusions. But McMahon, Laurinaitis, and said superstar are all being implicated in, you know, sexual misconduct. McMahon and Laurinaitis being implicated for rapes, you know, human trafficking. Another one is, I don't think he's really been blamed for anything. Well, he, yeah, receiving and asking for specific photos, I guess you can say. You know, some of them, she said that McMahon shared photos of her to, you know, various people within the WWE, forced her to perform various sex acts with multiple partners, you know, threesomes, etc. At one point, May 9th, 2020, you know, McMahon, during a threesome, you know, this is kind of hard for me to say, you know, it's hard for me to actually sit here and record this podcast about this, because this is some, I'm just going to say, it's some sick shit, okay? I apologize if you have, you know, children listening or whatnot. I apologize, but this is some, I can't help it. This is some sick shit. I mean, I don't know really what to say. I'm at a loss for words. Which is reason why it's kind of hard for me to, actually say anything about this, but defecating on her head during a threesome, and according to her, the other participant was McMahon's therapist? Wow. I think that head doctor needs a head doctor. Something. You know, the thing that gets me is McMahon told her he owned her, pretty much. You know, pretty much told her he owned her, he can do anything he wanted with her, pretty much. I know it's all worded different, but let's face facts, you know. He pretty much told her, look, I own you, I can do whatever I want with you, you know, and I'm going to do whatever I want with you. Wow. You know, I didn't like the guy before, you know. I give him credit for being a genius and making the company up what it was, but I just never really liked the man. Miss Grant was held down during sexual encounters with both McMahon and Laurinaitis. Yeah. McMahon used various sex toys named after, you know, different superstars. Yeah. Wow. Wow. Yeah. Crossing everything off while I do this. I don't cover anything twice. And then, you know, just to buy her off and buy her silence, you know, one of the things he did was, you know, shout her with expensive gift cards. Wow, what a loser. Sorry, he's a genius, but at this point, you know, hearing all this crap, he's a loser. Said various people in WWE knew about the incident. Now, exactly who knew about it, who knew about it? How much do they know about it? The thing I would like to know is, did Triple H, did he know, how much did he know about it? Did he know anything at all? And did, Vince, like he did with other people within the company, share photos with him? Or was he left out of the exclusive club? And so far, she's saying, various people within the, WWE knew about the incident. I don't think they named who. I don't think they're going to at this point. I'm sure we'll figure it out, find out. And the poor woman, suffered various physical and mental conditions and injuries from it. I've been watching, a lot of podcasts and, been reading a lot of, a lot online news about this, and, a lot of them are saying that what brought this on was he made her sign a disclosure agreement saying that she would never talk about the incident and that he would pay her a sum of $3 million. And the only reason why she's coming forward now is because he violated the agreement, and which he forced her to sign, which come to find out it was an illegal agreement, in which he would pay her $3 million, in which he only paid her $1 million. So, give her kudos, why didn't you come out? My thing is, why didn't you come out before? All of this, when this first started going on, why didn't you come out? I know some people are going to probably say, well, because he's a rich and powerful man, and he can have it sweep under the rugs. I don't know if he exactly can this time. He's got multiple charges of sexual misconduct. Or, I'm going to say charges or allegations. Some say charges, some say allegations. Like I said, John Laurinaitis was also implicated in this. And she came prepared. According to what I've been hearing, she provided, multiple text messages from both McMahon and Laurinaitis. Which is part of where in one of those text messages, McMahon said that he owned her, do whatever he wanted with her. Of course, McMahon denied it. He's still denying it. I'm sure he's going to deny it for a while. He's going to deny it until he can't deny it. However it's going to go, I don't know. I can't predict the future, so I'll just have to wait and see how things go. I'm not going to sit here and speculate, Are they true or are they not true? I don't know. I wasn't there. But some of this stuff that she accuses him of is just sick. It is some sick shit, and I'm not trying to, no pun intended, but it is some sick shit. TKO, the parent company says they're addressing the matter internally. I wonder how, like a lot of podcasters, I wonder how much they knew as well, because, they had to know something. the way I understand it, some of the people on there, on that board, have been, you know, friends with McMahon for years. And years. You know, which, well, since all this come out, you know, Slim Jim has even put a pause on, you know, doing advertisements for the WWE. They're even sponsoring them at this point. And like I said, it's just paused. But I can see why. You know, in this case, you know, in this case, it'd be kind of like the whole Bud Light Dylan Mulvaney thing again. Good Lord. You know, and on top of this, you know, there's still an ongoing investigation of sexual misconduct, and I think I believe it's embezzlement, too. The FBI is investigating, you know, where did this money go? Did it go out of WWE's pockets or Vince's personal pockets? And with, you know, McMahon and the WWE, you know, finalizing the deal with Netflix, you know, how's that going to affect them? Are they going to pull out? Are they, you know, what are they thinking at this moment? Should we continue or shouldn't we continue? And Netflix has had problems of their own the last few years. They've had to cancel various shows because of certain content. Yeah, I'm sure they don't want any controversy, but, you know, this is billions of dollars we're talking about, so in all honesty, I don't think Netflix is going to take the bump. I think they've already signed the deal and everything, and they're going to go through with it. So, you know, who knows? What about all the other, you know, sponsors? And the word in the podcast community, as I've been watching and listening, you know, is that, you know, now that this is all going to go on, you know, Endeavor, like the parent company of all this, is going to, you know, be doing some house cleaning. And I'm sure of quite a few WWE board members are going to be out the door. Because not only is TKO going to do their investigation, I'm sure that, you know, Endeavor's going to do their own little internal investigation, find out who know what, and everything, and I'm sure they're going to be cleaning house. And I'm not saying superstars, you know, I'm sure their jobs are safe, you know, I'm saying more like, you know, the higher-ups, the executives. How many of them knew? How many of the board members knew? How many he of the production crew knew that was in this little circle? And from what I've heard, you know, she's saying there's multiple people within the office building that knew about this. You know, how many? How many were included in all this, you know? I haven't heard an exact number at the moment, but, you know, at this point, it could be anybody. And I'm not going to speculate as who it could be. Oh, I'm going to sit here and ask the question, did Triple H know? And if he did know, how much did he know? How much did Vince McMahon privilege Triple H to know? And did, you know, McMahon pass it off as some kind of, you know, joke to Triple H just to keep him in the dark? I don't know. No, you know, Linda McMahon knew. It's one reason why they're separated. And she's what? And somebody correct me if I'm wrong. I believe she's in Florida at the moment. Honestly, I don't blame her. With all this going on at the moment, Jesus. But, you know. Excuse me. Yeah, I had to bring out the big pipe for this one. By the way, if you have them, smoke them if you got them. because the news out there is, wow, it's out there. And you know what? I've heard, watched a few podcasts that say, you know, he's going to try to recover. Unfortunately, he can't bounce back and recover from this. This has tarnished him for, yeah. Everybody's going to remember him for this. This is, this falls in the category of Epstein, Weinstein. Yeah. Like I said, I don't, honestly don't know what all to say. I mean, it's surprising to me because, you know, you're a world-famous billionaire. You've got money to do whatever you want with, and you fall into depravity such as this. I feel for the girl, but you know, honestly, I have to ask, why didn't she go to authorities sooner when all of this stuff started? Well, you know, I can imagine what was going through her mind. Oh, he's a billionaire, he's got money, this will all be bought off and nothing will ever happen. Granted, that's one possibility, but you never know until you try. There, you know, another possibility is, you know, somebody might actually listen and they might actually do something about it. And here I was, you know, right near trying to wait for emails from the last episode so I could read them, and here I find myself doing an episode on Vince McMahon and his latest scandal. Just like all the others. Why not? Everybody else is talking about it, so Jesus Christ. Excuse me, Lord, I don't mean to use your name in vain. By the way, yes, I do believe in God and Christ. I just don't go to church, because I don't see where it says in the Bible, it says I have to. I can worship Christ and God no more here in my bedroom if I want to. But anyway, back to the subject at hand. I mean, it's just wow. One of those wow moments. We knew about his other little sex scandals and all that. Well, he paid off all the other ones, I mean, but good Lord. Here I've, you know, heard for years on podcasts, you know, internet shows, and not just on YouTube, but around the web and all that, you know, how Vince was a germaphobe, and to hear that he's doing that on top of a woman's head. I mean, okay. You know, in this case, you know, I seriously have to give a big, big flying on that one. Hopefully the effect went through. I don't know. Probably not. I tried to do a booing effect. Maybe you'll hear it. Maybe you're not. You know, I'm still getting used to this. But yeah, boo. And you know, it's kind of hard to focus on anything else, you know, because, you know, here I was trying to, you know, do research on my next podcast episode, you know, after I you know, read emails from the last episode. Here I find myself doing this one, but it was kind of hard not to, you know. Everybody's talking about this one. And I'm sure this is something they're going to be talking about for quite some time to come. I mean, good lord, the biggest name in professional wrestling went down the darkest rabbit hole of them all. But the way I see it is, him being the billionaire that he is, even though his name is tarnished, he'll find a way to come to some settlement and pretty much buy his way out of it. I don't know how he's going to get out of all the other stuff, but only time will tell. Here I am, kind of rambling, you know. I do that a lot, and I apologize, but it's just what I do. I mean, I couldn't help but, you know, not touch on this on the show. I said I am a wrestling fan, and how can I not? That's a big, big, big one there. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you have any comments, you know, let me know. My email address for the show is thestonerstable2023@gmail.com. Hit me up there. I'll email you back or read them on the show. But for now, I'm going to go. You know, like a lot of other people, I still got to process all of this. So I'll see you on the next episode of Stoner's Roundtable Podcast. Peace, guys.